Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So it has been 3 years since Slocan, Paul, and KSI launched their hydration beverage Prime. And despite their lightning-in-a-bottle start, the last 2 years have been filled with controversy after controversy. From alleged forever chemicals in their products, to countless lawsuits, beef with the most famous soccer player on the planet, and currently an extreme downfall of Prime sales all over the world. Now the future of the once extremely overhyped drink is in question, and what was once viewed as the next billion-dollar company to be acquired by the likes of Coca-Cola or Pepsi has now diminished to the clearance rack at your local Walmart. So what exactly went wrong with Prime, and will they ever be able to climb their way out of the hellish inferno they have entered in the last 365 days? Let's take a deeper look. So when Prime first came out, its hype train was driven directly by Logan Paul and KSI.
Oh, bro, when you drink it, you're gonna come, bro.
Whoa!
That's how good it is, bro. Instant ejaculation.
And it has been made clear in the years following that this brand is everything to them, especially Logan Paul, who has stated on multiple occasions that his overall goal in life is to become a billionaire.
When do you guys just say fuck it and just...
The honest answer, when we both hit that B.
I'm out this bitch when I hit that B.
I'm out.
And you're gonna see it unhinged, unfiltered.
Yo, I can't wait, Jake.
And in his head, Logan saw Prime as the fastest way to get there. Basically, the plan was to build Prime up as a worthy competitor to the likes of Gatorade, Powerade, and Body Armor, hoping to achieve enough market share in the category to get acquired by one of the big boys.
Inshallah, things go the right way. We're headed one direction, and that direction is to become the legacy brand that will be taking a massive chunk of the market.
Which would obviously leave both Logan and KSI, who are said to have large shares in this company, with hundreds of millions to billions of dollars in their exit from Prime.
Dude, when you try to disrupt well-established industries that have big heads already at the table, they don't want you to sit at that table. Because that means you're taking money out of their pocket.
For that to happen, Logan, who is rumored to own 20% of the company, would need a $5 billion acquisition to occur. We all know that Logan will stop at nothing to promote this product, being seen absolutely everywhere with it, and even using the hype of his wife's pregnancy to indirectly promote it, alongside his at the time new product Lunchly, which also coincidentally features a Prime beverage.
And of course, we have our snacks and our energy drink, none other than the greatest meals in the world, Lunchly. Of course, we have the turkey, cheese, and cracker stack. Also, the Fiesta Nachos, my personal favorite.
Love.
But honestly, it seems like no amount of promotion or collaboration in the current day is going to save Prime at this point. Like, if the company were a rocket, it would be nosediving straight into the ground on a freefall. Like I'm saying, Prime is going backwards faster than Megamind's hairline.
Going in, Megamind.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
All right. Your forehead grew larger. Bro, are these forehead jokes just gonna be me for the rest of my life?
Now, to truly understand the fall of Prime, you have to understand the decline in its popularity across the pond over in the UK, where the sports drink has reportedly lost 90% of their profit year over year, going from £3 million to a measly £300,000. Now, I will note that this number can be really deceptive when gauging a company and its overall health, because obviously expenses can vary from year to year. But the revenue, on the other hand, is where Prime should be absolutely horrified. We already knew that last year the sales in America were down by over 50% in the first half of 2024, but now it has been revealed that their revenue in the UK is down 70% from 2023 to 2024. To be exact, they're down from £112.2 million to £32.8 million. This actually makes it one of the steepest falling, fast-moving consumer goods in the entire food and beverage industry. Now, to save face, representatives from Prime claim that this was a natural occurring phenomena, and that this was expected after the initial hype bubble, but there's actually a lawsuit going on right now that makes me think that they previously thought differently than that. But obviously, from the outside looking in, this does not bode over well for potential investors or other competitors who were potentially interested in purchasing the company.
Today, I'd like to pitch you Prime Hydration.
Okay.
Prime Hydration was developed to...
Because when their threat of eating into your business starts going away, why would they want to catch that fallen knife when they can simply continue on with their already existing brands and their portfolios while Prime kills themselves quarter by quarter?
Like, why can't this be the next Gatorade? Like literally, Gatorade is so fucking archaic, and our thesis was to create a better for you hydration beverage. We did it. We were right. People bought it. They like it. They agree with us. Like there's no reason you should be drinking 150 plus calorie drink with 27 grams of sugar in it if you want to hydrate. That's insane.
Ooh, smells a bit high. What is that
flavor you got there?
Tropical punch, it says.
Oh, Jesus.
Loosely. You've just come from the Maldives. No, it's like
swallowing perfume. What is that?
When you compare their rise and eventual decline to a drink like Body Armor, which was purchased by Coca-Cola, you can really see why Prime is not attractive to these companies in its current state. Body Armor spent 7 years growing more and more every single year before Coca-Cola purchased 15% of their company in 2018. Basically, when this happens, the acquiring company has looked through the numbers and they agreed to pour gasoline on their fire through their experience, industry connections, and of course access to proprietary resources. Especially in this industry, the bottling manufacturer they own that gives Coke brands an...
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Insane competitive advantage.
Well, this is a big opportunity for Body Armor because they're now going to be within the Coca-Cola bottling system. It's a 1-2 punch from Coke.
After this partnership, they really lit the world on fire with 180% overall growth in their sales from 2018 to 2019. And by 2021, that number had doubled yet again. And that is when Coca-Cola purchased the remaining 85% of the company for the full buyout. Meaning almost every year since their inception, Body Armor grew by at least 50%, and in some cases over 150% before they were completely acquired.
You know, to buy a minority interest and put it in the bottling system, kind of like a test to see what we can do with these bottlers. And the rest is history. Since we've been in the system, we've gone from 200 million to 450 million to 700 million, and this year will be 1.1 billion in revenue. And the Coca-Cola bottlers have done an amazing, amazing job getting this brand to the next level.
And obviously, when you are scaling up with more and more product being sold, you start getting things done at cheaper prices per unit because you are purchasing massive quantities from your manufacturers. And this is where Prime is really screwed, and some of you may remember they are even facing a $67 million lawsuit from Refresco Bottling Company because they allegedly backed out of a deal due to what I saw as fears that they would not be able to fill the quotas of this manufacturing contract. Meaning Prime no longer felt that they could sell enough product to justify the agreed upon number that would be manufactured when sales were still high, and in that case they would owe the manufacturer tons of money for these unfulfilled orders they allegedly agreed to. You know, it's like Prime wanted to grow to appear attractive to the investors and to try and eat up this market share, and they thought the hype would not only continue but get larger, and it really bit them in the ass.
Keep it, bro. It's as if it's like was it Supreme? People want
That's it, what bro. It feels like. It feels bro, like a people, hypebeast product.
Bro, people is, don't want to throw product. It in the bin.
And if we're to scale out even farther, where Prime really screwed up is having a lack of direction for their brand. and never making it stand alone from these two clowns. Obviously off the bat it was driven by the pair, and the marketing that this was a limited supply product that everyone needed to try, even creating some sort of underground black market in the UK for kids.
Local families we talked to said the craze sparked a secondhand market in some schools, with students reselling single bottles for a profit.
Maybe young children might feel like, because it's colourful, you know, it's bright, they might think, oh yeah, that looks so cool.
I just think it's because famous people are like...
Yeah, the influencers.
Yeah, influencing it, and like everyone believes them.
But at this point, they have oversaturated the market with countless products and flavors, and pretty much everyone who wanted to try the drink has already done so. It has also been noted recently that people who do buy Prime on a regular basis are buying less of it on average than before, meaning even their established returning customers are getting fatigued or aging out of their product. I mean, honestly, guys, when have you ever seen an adult drinking Prime since it came out? Like, the only time I see the drink in general is in massive quantities piled up on some sort of clearance section in my local grocery store, which obviously kills the consumer's perception of the brand. It is the simple psychology of supply and demand. Like, if you're seeing them all out there, like, oh, no one's buying that shit. They really just failed to make it clear whether this drink was for an athlete at a game, or a child at their school lunch, or something healthier an adult can drink.
So let's get to the formula again and kind of round this out. So we have, again, the basis of the whole thing is essentially that this is a not an actual electrolyte formula, rather it is a potassium drink with sucralose. That is what it is. Like, that's the purpose of Prime. It is something that you can drink on a daily basis as a enjoyable drink. That is what it is. It's not a actual performance-based, athlete-focused electrolyte blend. It is something that you could sip on in class, walking around, whatever, that is nearly void of calories that tastes good.
The entire company thought that they could build themselves up on celebrity endorsement and shady marketing. Well, like I said, never really making an effort to try and make this product stand alone from these two clowns. And to me, a good company never needs to put down a competitor to prop themselves up. But that is all that Logan Paul and even Mr. Beast, who has tried his hand in similar food and beverage markets, want to do.
All right, we'll start off with the Lunchables.
Bro, I'm sorry, that's trash.
All right, now we're trying Lunchly. Come on.
We're not biased at all, but ours is way better.
The hydration beverages that are on the market right now are like either A, not good for you, B, tastes like shit, or C, are archaic as fuck. Gatorade's been around for 15 years, has 120 calories. It's so high in sugar, it's fucking garbage.
Yeah, man.
Why has no one effectively made a drink that is actually better for you and... is affordable and tastes good.
Fuck Gatorade!
Fuck Gatorade!
Fuck Gatorade!
Fuck Gatorade!
What?
What?
Wow.
Fucking
yo,
hell.
The UK shows up. Holy shit.
Like, compared to, you know, all our competitors, we're just destroying them.
By doing the wackiest shit, though.
Yeah, like,
we got in Prime mascot costumes and shadow box.
Bro, you know, when are you ever gonna see what Gatorade do that Powerade or these other competitors?
To me, it's just a very tacky way to market and attempt to make your product look superior. And to make matters even worse, over the years, various health professionals picked apart their claims of being the superior, healthier sports beverage.
If a parent came into my doctor's office, I would not recommend that their child drink this for lunch.
Prime, oh my god, I'm about to get so much hydration. No, this is garbage. I'm gonna tell you exactly why Prime doesn't rehydrate you. It is not optimal for hydration.
Liquid IV with 11 grams of sugar compared to Prime's 2 grams. Liquid IV has 870 milligrams of electrolytes, and the Prime stick has 871 milligrams of electrolytes.
And that was intentional. Look, we're this much better by 1 milligram. This is not the same stratification of electrolytes. So when he lumps them together as if it is an electrolyte is an electrolyte, it's like, do you know the composition of sweat that even comes out of your fucking face when you're exercising, bro? I don't think so. I think you think that this is all the same. And for you to go at Liquid IV ready to like chop their head off when you don't even know what the difference is and why it would be useful to maybe have some sodium in there is actually kind of laughable, to be honest.
At the end of the day, I really do think that Prime just bit off more than they can chew. They obviously cut a lot of corners, expanded way too far, and really lacked the experience to make their ascension a smooth rise. Now things are looking more bleak for this company than ever. They're obviously still facing a couple of massive lawsuits, and it's my estimate that the long-awaited buyout is never coming for this company. But either way, I want to know what you guys think down below. Have you ever tried Prime? Are you a frequent consumer of their products? Do you know anyone who's still on that Prime kick who's older than the age of like 12? Y'all let me know down below. Either way, I do want to thank you guys for watching today's video, dropping a like and subscribing. But as you guys know, it's been your boy the Tan Superman and some other failing YouTube products out here need to be covered, so I'm out. Peace.